Rhonda Garrison in from the Southern Farm Network. Next on today's topic, we have our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers. Commissioner, it is the 34th year for the Southeastern Wildlife Expo, which we finally refer to as SEWI, and it's coming up this weekend in Charleston.
You're right. It is one of the largest gatherings of everything centered on outdoor. You know, a lot around the art, a lot of artists there. The dog competition's a lot of fun. What we focus on is food and farming, and just have a lot of exposure to the 40,000 people who come through.
And South Carolina Department of Agriculture actually has a big presence at SEWI, right in the heart of the festivities on Marion Square.
You're right. I think we have become basically the anchor there on Marion Square with our cooking demos that we do Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, along with more than 30 of our certified SC specialty food vendors. Really is a very popular place for folks to come through, sample, buy products, learn a little bit more about farming, and just watch some great chefs in action using some sort of wild game, fish, oysters, along with some local certified products.
And you're also going to have your two chef ambassadors on hand.
Yes, we are. Two of our four 2016 chef ambassadors, Orchid Palmeyer from down Hilton Head, and then Ramon Dickerson from there in Columbia, will be down cooking up some of their specialties, letting everyone learn a little bit more about the Chef Ambassador Program. So looking forward to having them. They were at the expo a few weeks back in Florence, and they do a great job as our ambassadors.
You mentioned them cooking, but there's also going to be a lot of other cooking demonstrations.
Well, there are. That's really the highlight of the tent, is that chefs, mainly from Charleston and some of our fresh-on-the-menu restaurants, get on stage and show people just how you can prepare either a gourmet dish or something pretty simple. We've had everything from jambalaya to some of menus that I can't even pronounce their names. So some French cooking, some local cooking. Obviously, we'll have some barbecue cooking and everything. A wide variety and very entertaining. Usually, we have guests, MCs, maybe a legislator or somebody, a local celebrity up there with them, just so the crowd can get into it, have fun, learn a little bit more about being what we call wild in the kitchen.
And if all of that's not enough, if you have questions about how your food is raised or where it comes from, we're going to have a little booth called Ask the Farmer.
Well, that's right. So many people, you know, have become removed from the farm, three generations, maybe now four. So myself and along with some other volunteer farmers are going to be there and just answer questions that people coming through the tent have about how their food is grown, what's it like to be on the farm and produce food that ends up on the tables. We try to add to our event every year, and this is something we really want to focus on to highlight the South Carolina farmer.
All right. That's going to wrap up our weekly visit with South Carolina's Ag Commissioner, Hugh Weathers.